Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 38. Today, Tim asks, is world building ever reasonable as a focus for a story? I've heard characters are always the most vital element of a story from a few sources. No doubt characters are important, and voice too, but I lean toward heavy world building most of the time, and I'm trying to figure out if this is something other than a struggle for me to get past. Well, the short answer, Tim, is yes, characters are the most vital element. Here's why. Human beings connect with characters. If you have a beautifully developed world with no characters, you have, at best, a landscape painting. Now, landscape paintings can be beautiful. They can be fantastic. You can hang them on your wall. You can imagine yourself inside them. But what they don't do very often is move your emotions and really hook into your heart and get you to come back time and again. And that's what you want from a story. Storytelling is a relational art form. It's a connection of people to each other through metaphor and symbol and image and sense and emotion. And it takes a particular form, that is, the form of a story, which is a tale of a character overcoming or failing to overcome problems that are in his or her way. Now, you can have stories in which the characters are not human. You can even have stories in which the characters are planets or landscapes or indeed worlds all their own. And in that sense, I suppose you could get away with telling a story that is entirely world-building. It's hard to pull off, but I've seen it done before, and it can be pretty fabulous. But generally speaking, even in fantasy stories, even in high fantasy stories that are heavily, deeply world-built, high fantasy and science fiction stories, the three premier that spring to mind are the Thomas Covenant series by Stephen Donaldson, the Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, and the Dune series by Frank Herbert. Incredibly rich, complex, detailed worlds. Even in those stories, the worlds are revealed through the thoughts, words, and actions of the characters moving through it. In fact, if you're going to build anything beyond a landscape, you have to have characters. And I don't mean a metaphorical landscape, I mean a literal landscape with hills and valleys and geography. If you're going to build anything beyond geography, you have to have characters, because it's the social institutions and structures and cultural taboos and demands and initiation rites and economies that make up the world you're building. And so you have to have characters, even if they're just little toy soldiers bouncing around everywhere that you're only seeing from a god's eye view. Your characters can be animals, they can be vegetables. I've got one story, not available on the market because it's on submission somewhere, where the entire story is told from the point of view of a hyper-intelligent species of yeast. You can have computers as main characters, hive minds, group minds, planets, landscapes. There's so many options. I don't know if this is something you need to get past, or if this is something that you have conceptualized in too narrow a way. Since all I've got to go from is your question, I'm reading between the lines, and I'm thinking that you may be approaching this like a role-playing gamer or a role-playing author. It may be that you're, without knowing it, trying to write role-playing game source books. That's a perfectly valid type of writing. It's just not fiction in the sense of writing a story. It's writing an arena in which stories can take place. And there is a market for that, though it's had a bit of a glut recently and is currently in a bit of a downturn. There's no real reason to expect that it won't pick back up again in a couple of years. But if you're asking my advice on fiction writing, I would say that it sounds like either it's something that you need to struggle past, or it more likely it's something that you need to struggle through by finding ways, like I discussed an episode or two ago, finding ways to embed your world building in the story, in the movements and thoughts and calculations and machinations of your characters. Finding ways to build that depth in will allow you to build the most fantastic world without ever sacrificing the characters, the voice, or the plot. If you're wanting just to write beautiful descriptions, whether they're descriptions of places or descriptions of institutions or whatnot, you can do that. It's just that they're not stories so much. They're settings, they're prose poems, they're backstory and descriptions of epic histories and that kind of thing. There's not much of a market for that, as far as I know, unless you're, as I said, doing source books for role-playing games. But it's a perfectly good kind of writing. And if you enjoy it and you're good at it, go for it. But if you want to be making a living or moving toward making a living with your writing, I would suggest that while you practice the world building, you also practice building characters and sending them on adventures within those worlds. There's a phenomenon that happens to all of us early on. Most of us have got one thing more than anything else that we're really, really good at when we start out. Because of our background, because of who we are. Some people, it's characterization. For some people, it's description. For some people, it's world building. For me, particularly, it was politics, political machinations. I grew up in an intensely political environment, and so I've got an innate understanding of power plays. And so a lot of my early fiction was entirely consumed with that. And we all write from our strengths at the beginning, and we write from our strengths in a way most of the time that covers up our weaknesses or that tries to cover up our weaknesses. But if we want to grow as craftspeople and as artists and in our income, it eventually behooves us to start concentrating on those things we're weak at and getting better at them so that our stories become more rounded, they've got a broader appeal, and they're done better. That doesn't mean you stop working on getting better at the things you're good at. It just means that you set aside the really, really hard effort to get better at the things that you're currently not so good at. And you find that a lot of tricks that you pick up for dialogue or for setting or for voice cross-apply and enrich world-building and plot structure and whatnot in unexpected ways. When it comes to storytelling, the more tools you've got for any one particular task, the more tools you have available to kludge for any task. It's like being a carpenter. You can do more with a hammer, a chisel, and a screwdriver than you can with just a hammer and a chisel. And that doesn't just mean you can drill screws into wood. It also means you have a second chisel if you're very clever about it. Or you've got a hole punch, or you can use it as a lever to prop up the chisel at a particular angle when you're having trouble getting into the right groove. That analogy holds true in fiction writing. Almost every tool that's applicable to some part of the discipline is applicable to many other parts in a pinch. So working to get better at these areas that you're less confident in or comfortable in will pay you huge dividends in the areas of your greatest strength. It's just very difficult to predict what exactly those dividends will be. I hope that helps and doesn't discourage you too much. It sounds like you've got a hell of an imagination, and I'm really glad you sent the question in. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.